like to hear from you is stories of people that you know that suffered from illnesses that they should not have because they were turned away from hospitals because hospitals were closed. You couldn't show up in person unless you had COVID, COVID only. And then if you did, they didn't treat you anyway. They just said, oh, you're sick. And if you were sick enough, they'd put you into ICU. And if you weren't, they'd send you home. Well, when you get sick enough, come back. If you get sicker, come. Didn't do anything to treat any of it. California, despite its very strict lockdown, suffered the most non-COVID-related excess deaths. Go figure. And yet Gavin Newsom defends everything he did as governor to prevent people from going outside and traveling, closing businesses, locking down the schools and closing them up. By the way, closing businesses had almost no impact on stopping the disease or preventing people from dying. That's quite clear now. That according to a brand new study last year from Johns Hopkins University. And none of this takes into account the rise in poverty because people lost jobs, businesses, a rise in divorce and addiction to drugs and alcohol, overdoses, all of which I'm going to tell you will continue to push excess death levels even higher than they should be this year and next. The entire reaction politically from the left-leaning politicians and governments here and globally were a death sentence for millions. And sadly, those deaths are just now accelerating. So for those in the business of funerals and cremation, well, business is great. But that's not good news for everyone else like you and I. And despite the growing body of evidence that the political reactions from the authoritarian left were far beyond the pale, those in some high offices refuse to admit, simply refuse to admit just how wrong they are and continue to play fast and loose with the health of millions of Americans. Let me give you an example. New York State has a hospital crisis today. But the governor there, as bad as she is, refuses to rehire those that refused to take the useless and dangerous vaccines. Listen to this.
What's the latest of that?
Well, we're considering all our options with respect to the litigation, so I can't comment on that. But I'll say that last year in my state of the state, we put forth a plan to help retention, also recruitment. And a lot of those programs are just unfolding out. $20 billion to bring back the health care system, including bonuses for existing workers, helping settle nursing strikes, which I get very involved in to make sure that patients are being cared for. It's a problem, but I don't think the answer is to have someone who comes in who's sick be exposed to someone who can give them the coronavirus, give them COVID-19. I don't know that that's the right answer. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. So we're exploring our options.
She has no idea what she's doing. I cannot believe the people of the state of New York elected her to be governor. How embarrassing. Governor Hochul refusing to rehire nurses and other healthcare professionals, even though there is a nursing crisis in New York, a crisis of staffing in hospitals, people that refused the vaccine that we now know did damage, because all of what we're talking about here doesn't even take into account the VAERS system, the adverse reactions, the myocarditis. None of that is really taken into consideration here. And now couple all of this information with the latest admissions that COVID deaths were likely overcounted by as much as 70% or more. Oh, let's look at that number, shall we? The number of people actually killed by COVID could also be around 300,000 because the number listed is 1,050,000. So the number of people that actually died from COVID, not with COVID, but from COVID, 300,000 over a couple of years. And remember, they were reporting zero flu. There was no flu being reported. So what really happened? You tell me. But compare this number and the number killed because of terrible reactions by the United States government and governments around the world. But here in the United States at 300,000 and 300,000, you have to ask yourself, why the hell did we let all of this happen to us? If 300,000 people died from the illness and 300,000 more died from our bad reaction to the illness, what were we doing? And the real question is this. Like the Pfizer CEO was asked on the streets of Davos last week, when did you know your vaccine had no effect on stopping COVID? When did you know that your vaccine had no impact whatsoever in stopping the spread of the virus? Yet you continued to push it. You made billions of dollars. When did you know that your mRNA injection was dangerous to people, especially young men with heart conditions that were being created? When did you know? Albert Bourlos will not answer those questions. He refused to answer all of those questions. And these are questions that quite simply must be asked by Jim Jordan or someone in a leadership position now in the House of Representatives. When did you know that this mRNA injection didn't do anything to stop the spread of COVID, didn't do anything to stop people from dying of COVID, didn't do anything to help people much at all? When did you know? And why did we send people home without treating them? Why would you go to a hospital and have people there say, well, you're not that sick. If you get more sick, come back and we'll do something. And that's when people put on vents and other ineffective treatments. The vents, by the way, by and large, did more damage to people. The survival rate was about 10% or less if you're on the vent in many places. Did you know that? You end up on the vent, chance of survival very small, small. I've got more on this and your wellness after the break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.